Welcome to the Slice of Heaven 24-hour pie shop and driving range. My name is Barbara Jean Walsh, and I believe that everyone needs a special place to go to from time to time. If your path leads you to our door, well, come on in and plan to stay a while. We're open 24 hours a day. Forward. At the end of the first decade of the current century, most Americans were filled with questions about Barack Obama's fledgling administration, the economy, and foreign policy. At the Slice of Heaven 24-hour pie shop and driving range, though, we tended to set those concerns aside, lest they interfere with our search for the ultimate slice of key lime pie, our hopes that the ringing payphone would be a call from you, and the fantasy that our missing luggage would finally return from Havana. And of course, we never stopped believing that someday every single one of us would experience true perfection in the form of an absolutely authentic golf swing. I haven't been back there for a while myself, but if you drop by, please say hello to everyone for me. I miss them all more every day, and I just can't wait until we can all spend some time together on the edge of the glades once again. My name's Barbara Jean Walsh. I wrote this when I was in Alameda, California, January 2014. Golf lesson number one. The morning guy gave me a golf lesson by email a couple of weeks ago. I was hoping for something more personal, like the snuggly stuff they always show in the movies, but I'll take what I can get. As it turns out, I'm doing most of this anyway, but maybe I'm not doing it right. Here goes. Golf lesson number one. At the range, take time in between every hit. After the hit, step away from the next ball. Think of how you just hit the ball. Think of the feeling of hitting. Regrip correctly. Step up to the ball correctly and hit the next ball. Repeat. You see, it's all zen. I love this game. September full moon. I went out to the driving range earlier than I had planned because I was a little worried about the usual weather prediction of thunderstorms. But then, I live in South Florida, so what do I expect? Still, I did not want to get shut out, so I had my 100 balls ready to go long before the full moon came up at 7:30. After no practice for more than a week, I didn't feel much flow, and that's probably much of what I will feel in tomorrow's Ashtanga yoga class, too. The lighting tonight was exquisite. I wished I had grabbed my camera, thinking that the sky I was seeing would be just perfect on the ceiling of the pie shop. Oh, hell. Puffy clouds turning all pink and gold against an impossibly blue background. Just the sort of thing I would have drawn in third grade and been told, as I was, that it was unrealistic. The sky to the west, though, was steel gray and foreboding. No matter. It was all bluff. No action. At first, there was a lot of chatter, lessons taking place, tips being offered, but not for me. I settled in for an evening of way too many swings and misses, marveling at how many little things go into a righteous hit, worrying about the recent misses elsewhere in my life, trying not to get too spaced out on metaphors. Yes, 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 I want to believe that golf is all zen. But then I'm noting, too, that my checklist of motions and notions, I hear the guy behind me advising his friend to separate the bright new yellow balls from the old faded ones and see what difference that makes. Oh, no, I am not ready for that level of refinement. What I want first is consistency. I just want to see if I can repeat the few good strong hits that please me so much. It seems I am setting up the same every time, but apparently not. Some piece is missing. I try putting different thoughts in my head. I get engrossed in my imagination and my body goes ahead with a swing. Meanwhile, my right toes, all five of them, are cramping up, and that does a lot to help with focus now, doesn't it? I sing a little to myself. The guy next to me swears, not about the singing, at least I don't think so. And then, when I see I'm running low on balls, I start to feel sad, because I will be done. No great breakthrough or giant step ahead tonight, but a satisfying practice. I know from swimming and yoga that the tiny improvements will continue to add up, and it will all come down to learning to breathe. And that has been the story of my life for the past 5 years. Or as John Lennon once said, as breathing is my life, to stop I dare not dare. Another golf lesson. I love how almost everything I'm learning about golf is a life lesson. Consequently, I am in no hurry ever to get beyond the driving range and onto the course. This morning, my golf instructor, Sandra, at the country club in the village, and I spent an hour pretty much on alignment and relaxing. You want to feel like you have a buzz on. Oh, yes. There's a goal I can appreciate. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Then finally, I hit one and don't feel it at all. The ball just flies away. Not far, but straight. We smile. We nod. Excellent, she says. And I hit 5 in a row. I am psyched and happy. She changes my grip into one that seems awkward at first, but works so well, I am sold in a matter of minutes. The alignment lesson may have been easier for many people, but I already know from yoga with the yoga guy that I have little sense of alignment, and I need to trust someone else's judgment on that. What feels lined up to me, apparently, does not meet the classic definition. But I can learn the steps to the dance, and I shall. Poetry and coffee. Sorry, no pie. The morning guy claims not to listen to NPR, but he does seem to read Garrison Keillor's website, The Writer's Almanac, which astounds and confuses me. I do listen to NPR, but built up a sensitivity to Keillor's voice over the years until it has become a sound akin to fingernails on a blackboard. But that's another story. At any rate, I was surprised to find this poem, Literature in the 21st Century by Ronald Wallace, in my inbox this morning, before I even thought about starting to work. Everyone must read poetry with their coffee, the morning guy had written on the attached sea blue post-it note. I'm not sure if that is meant to be a new rule. He has many of those, or just an observation. Sadly, for me, like the narrator of the poem, I no longer drink coffee, or smoke, or drink. Damn, sometimes life is hard. No wonder I look forward to those stormy days when hurricane rules apply. I used to love a shot of 100-proof hot damn followed by a beer chaser. Oddly enough, I just don't get the same kick from a cinnamon Altoid and an O'Doul's. And I do miss drinking coffee with my poetry. At least, I'll always have pie. Lemonade pie. Didn't get what I wanted, and you know what they said? Honey, when life hands you a lemon, make lemonade. I always said, when life hands you a lemon, look for tequila and salt. How to make lemonade pie. Take all your disappointments, sorrows, and grievances, soak in tequila overnight. Wake up wanting something sweet and crunchy. Find it. Mash it up for the crust with real butter. Add extra cinnamon. Distill the liquid ingredients until you have something you can use. Fold in some whole organic eggs and heat ever so slowly. In time it will thicken, in time it will gel. Pour into the crust and then, baby, all you need to do is chill. That's all for now. I hope you'll join us again. Meanwhile, we'd love to hear how you're doing with your own golf game, your poetry, and your pie recipes. Just drop us a line at radio@slicingheaven.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can always buy the book at amazon.com or from your favorite bookseller.